League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Let's begin.
This is the Boss.
I'm the Boss.
And the Gloss.
Check out my lip gloss. I only rock clear.
On SB Nation Radio.
And SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Here are your hosts, David Gao and Carla Dawson.
I got that sunshine.
Hour number two and tip-off time between the Warriors and the Raptors. The battle about to get underway in Toronto. And, you know, I don't want to send any of our radio listeners to their television sets to go watch the series. So we're going to give consistent updates through this next hour of our show, letting everybody know how the game is unfolding.
Perfect.
Kevin Durant will be playing for the Warriors. I mean, that's
so good to see him in uniform.
He looks good. He looks healthy. Good. He's moving around okay. He's a big difference maker. I'll tell you, one guy in uniform for the Raptors, it's sort of fun even to see him now, is Jeremy Lin. Do you remember?
Oh gosh, the journeyman. Lin Sanity.
Well, Lin Sanity. I mean, that was, you know how long ago that was? 7 years ago, Lin Sanity broke out.
Oh my gosh, in New York, right?
Yeah, he was playing for the Knicks. And he just caught on fire.
Wow.
Every night he was a standout player. It went on for a 35-game stretch.
What a great story.
Great story.
I love that.
He's one of the few Asian-American players in the league. He is the first Asian-American player in a championship series, as he is wearing a Raptors uniform tonight.
And he played ball at Harvard, and he went through a lot of discrimination. It was not easy.
Well,
being in his position.
An Asian-American basketball player from Harvard was not the prototype NBA player.
Imagine that.
It just was not. But he's had sort of a journeyman career, as you noted. What I actually find sort of fascinating to think about with Jeremy Lin's career is what made that 35-game stretch so spectacular. I mean, he was amazing for that run, and then he never was again.
That's where you got to take your moment when you've got it. Yeah, 35 games of fame right there.
Well, he had his big day in the sun. And he suits up for the Raptors tonight, Jeremy Lin. He does not usually get on the court for much time, but he is a part of that Raptors team and a chance to win a championship. The Raptors and the Warriors about to get underway. The Boss and the Gloss is underway here on SB Nation Radio.
This is the Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
All right, Carla, what do you do for energy? You grab an energy drink, right?
With Jose's music?
Well, yep. With Jose's music, you don't need any more energy. Would you just sit still for a minute?
Okay,
you know what
sorry.
You're going to need after the show? When you have to go home and sleep, you're going to need some SOM sleep. That's S-O-M sleep. Just to drink a small can before you're ready to sleep, and you will have a much better, more peaceful sleep.
Sleep like a baby?
Yeah.
Even if my Warriors don't pull it out tonight, SOM going to do it?
Then you're going to really need some SOM.
All
S-O-M.
Right.
You can get SOM at a website called GetSOM.com. That's GETSOM.com, www.getsom.com, and enter the code radio, and you'll get 15% off your first purchase, where you can buy it at getsom.com. How about that?
That's a deal. I love it.
All right, before we get into the basketball, by the way, the game has just tipped off. Golden State ahead 5-2 over Toronto. There's a question I've been burning to ask you all day long. I hope it's not too personal.
KD just nailed a three.
See, I'm going to battle for her.
Nice sight. Okay, I'm turning towards you. I'm not looking.
KD on the court. Golden State up 8-2.
That is pretty.
I was going to ask you something far more profound.
Okay, tell me.
Two men. It's a personal question.
Oh, no.
Yep. Justin Bieber or Tom Cruise?
Oh.
Oh,
well,
yes.
Do I have to take into account my age, or can I just pretend I'm any age?
You just be whom you want to be, girl.
I'm going to have to take Tom Cruise. I'm not a body art fan. Justin Bieber has a lot of body art.
Ah,
I don't mind a little bit. He's got a lot of bit.
Right. And you know why I asked you this question?
I don't.
Okay. If they were to fight in an MMA battle, whom would you pick then?
Get out.
Yes.
For sure, Tom Cruise.
Well, in sort of an uppity moment, Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to an MMA fight. Yes.
Oh, my.
When I see Justin Bieber, I think sort of pretty boy, almost effeminate. When I see Tom Cruise, he's really worked himself to be strong and big.
Top Gun versus a white rib tank top. I don't know. I'm just kind of.
That's how I see it. I think Justin Bieber's over his head.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. And did Tom Cruise respond?
I have not yet seen a response, but Twitter is taking the side.
It's all a Twitter over there.
It's all a Twitter, and Tom Cruise is definitely the people's choice.
Okay, good. I'm glad I'm with the people. I'll take it.
Golden State leading Toronto 11-6. A lot of energy on the court with Kevin Durant's return. Klay Thompson on the court. Everybody is healthy, or at least playing tonight.
They're playing tonight. Let's not be crazy. They're not 100%, but hey, they're there. Give it to them. And there's no excuses. They are a no-excuse team. I will say that.
All right. Well, we will keep you updated on those developments in Toronto as the night unfolds. But let's talk a little MLB for a minute. It was a big week in MLB, some for good reasons, some for bad reasons.
Right.
The toughest news of the day, of course, Big Papi, who was shot in the back at a nightclub in the Dominican Republic. It looks like he's going to be okay, but very much a scare.
What a strange thing. I mean, it was all caught on camera.
Yeah, well, now we're living in a world where when anything happens, there's always the video in the background.
I mean, what do you just wake up and go, oh gosh, it's such a beautiful day outside, and you tell your wife, let's hop on the motorcycle, drive to a nightclub, you drop me off, and I'm going to go shoot probably the biggest Boston Red Sox that has ever happened, 10-time All-Star, 3-time World Series champ. I'd like to just shoot him in the back.
Yep.
Like, what gives?
I don't know, but one suspect has been arrested, so hopefully they can get the backstory behind it.
And I love that the crowd, it was in the Dominican Republic, jumped and really hurt the motorcycle driver. I mean, they attacked him immediately.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if somebody shoots you, you do want the crowd to go and capture that guy and beat him down, and apparently that's what took place. You could imagine Big Papi in the Dominican Republic back home in a bar.
He
has
king.
To be the life of the party. Everybody there must love him. You pull a gun on him and the crowd's going to turn against you.
But look at the good side of this.
Yeah.
Is that he is in stable condition.
Yep.
He's doing well. Look what the Boston Red Sox have done for him. They sent a private plane to bring him back so that he can be treated at Mass General. And I mean, he's been retired for a couple years now, but boy, do they love that guy. And I credit Boston's organization. That is a classy, wonderful, generous move. And hopefully it will get David Ortiz back to normal, back to health, back to Big Papi. I love him on Sunday Night Baseball. I love him on every baseball. He's the best.
Well, he's obviously been a great player on the field. He's always had that charisma, too,
yes.
off the field,
yes.
with the media. He's been so comfortable with himself, a big-time fan favorite. So our thoughts and prayers are with David Ortiz and his family for a quick recovery. Also in baseball, I'll tell you what, there's nothing more exciting than when a team brings up a hot prospect and he performs right out of the chute. I mean, Yordan Alvarez really turned some heads for the Astros.
And they needed to. They've got this star-studded injured list.
That's right, they
in
do.
In Houston. And they're you know, they had gotten had a bad game against the Orioles on Friday and needed a little offensive help, and I'll be darned. In his first major league at-bat home run.
Well, no one has doubted his bat. I mean, he has pounded the ball
down. But the minors are different than the major. You know, you never know what happens.
Yeah, no doubt. But the question has always been, could he play a position? What kind of defensive ability he had?
Right.
So now they Well, they'll plug him in. He'll probably play DH most of the time.
Right.
But put that bat in the lineup. Alvarez really looks like he's got a stroke.
That's exciting. That could be really, really great for the Astros, especially while they get through the stretch of getting guys back on the field.
Yeah. It's been, when you look at the Astros, and I'll throw a little love to the Yankees, reluctant though I am, those two teams have played through adversity like almost no teams I've seen in a long time.
Both leading their divisions.
Yeah.
You know, the Yankees are without big, big time names. They did get Didi Gregorius back.
Yep.
But Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge. I mean, these are not just a few little people. They also have a star-studded injured list.
You know, in the realm of MLB, last week we talked about a very goofy injury. Carlos Correa in the massage gone bad, where some petite young masseuse came in and was giving a massage and then fractured his rib. Well, this week, it's Brett Gardner. I don't know if you saw what happened to him. He is, of course, on the Yankees, and he was had his hit robbed by a great defensive play, came back into the dugout, took his helmet off, threw it up against the wall, and it bounced right back and hit his head. Yeah, not a good day.
No, and there are kids that might be listening. Is why you don't want to throw your helmet.
Well, it ricochets, right? So Gardner's got six stitches. Count them, six stitches from
insane.
This.
Insane.
Not
that's
a good
insane.
Day.
It's a bad day.
So take your pick. Do you want the massage gone bad or the ricochet helmet? Which one is the more embarrassing injury?
I'm going for the massage gone bad.
Really?
I'm not sure the massage went bad. I think there might have been. I think it's really tough to break someone's rib when you're a 6'4". You know, strap and shortstop, and you've got this petite female little masseuse. I think there might have been something there before, mm-hmm. and maybe that was just the camel that broke the rib.
Got it. All right, when we come back, we're going to get a chance to visit with Ben Ryder. He writes for Sports Illustrated. He also has the book Astro Ball, the New York Times bestseller.
Run, Don't Walk to get that.
Yeah,
it is fabulous.
Great story. Ben Ryder's going to join us, and we're going to ask him about the two big free agent signings this week, Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell. It will be Ben Ryder when we return on SB Nation Radio.
This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Joining us now on the Progressive Insurance guest line is Ben Ryder. He's the senior writer for SI.com and Sports Illustrated. He's also a New York Times bestseller with the book Astro Ball. Ben, welcome to the show. You're on with David and Carla.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's start. I mean, the big headline this week, those two big-name free agents, Keuchel and Kimbrell, were unsigned for so long. They finally got signed. Did you like where they landed? Were they good fits?
They were good fits. They were certainly good fits. In fact, in my Writer 50 rankings of the best 50 free agents that I do each year, I had the Braves as the best landing spot for Keuchel. This was last October, so it only took 7 months, but he ended up there. But look, I'm not surprised that both of these players ended up in the National League, right? You look at the American League, we basically already know which six teams will be battling for those five playoff spots. That league is so kind of polarized. In the NL, there's a lot more ability to make some big moves in the standings. There's only really a couple teams out of it there. A lot of teams are bunched together fighting for those wild card spots. A player like Dallas Keuchel could give you the one or two or three extra wins the Braves will need to win the NL East. Same for Craig Kimbrell for the Cubs in the NL Central.
Ben, you mentioned Dallas Keuchel, and we're based here in Houston. Dallas Keuchel had offers on the table that Scott Boras was telling him to take, and obviously he didn't take them, and he was waiting at his $17.9 million qualifying offer from the Astros. Do you think, looking back on it, he's thinking, I should have taken that offer, or I should have taken some earlier ones, because he's taking a little bit of a pay cut going to the Braves?
Probably. I mean, hindsight is 20/20. Of course, he's emerged as almost a cautionary tale for the fate of players in the current free agent market. Not only did he turn down that $17.9 million qualifying offer from the Astros, after his Cy Young year, in 2015, he turned down a five-year, $90 million extension. So the offers got worse and worse for Dallas Keuchel. Look, nobody's crying for him, right? He's going to come away with over $40 million over the last 3 or 4 years. But yeah, I'm sure if he could do it again, he might have signed one of those deals. The Astros floated to him. But look, it's a gamble. He's the type of pitcher that for several reasons teams don't want to invest in. They want the strikeout guys. They don't want the command and control guys. At the end of the day, he's making a good living to play for a good team. And, you know, there's not too much to complain about if you're him.
And do you think his injury history after the Cy Young, he's, you know, lost significant time each season with the Astros. Do you think that also had played a little bit into his free agency? Or
it's a piece of the puzzle. I think more than that, is teams looking at slight declines in certain things. As far, you know, his fastball was never hard, but now he doesn't even throw 90 anymore. His strikeout rate has dropped a little bit. His numbers have been up and down. Teams are very into trends, as we know, and projections of players' future value. We're past the days where free agents were paid for what they did in the past. It's all about what teams think they're going to do in the future. As I wrote very extensively in Astro Ball, clearly that was a big part of the calculation with Dallas Keuchel. The flip side of the coin is this is a recent Cy Young winner, pitched in big games. He can be a leader on especially a very young Braves staff. You know, I don't think there's certainly not much risk here for the Braves signing him just for the remainder of the season.
We're talking to Sports Illustrated writer Ben Ryder, also the author of the New York Times bestseller Astro Ball. Let's talk about the Astros. They have endured a whole swath of injuries, yet are playing very well. Do you think they can sustain this play with these injuries?
I think they can. First of all, this is part of Jeff Luhnow's design for the team. He's never assumes a best-case scenario, right? That's a mistake that a lot of GMs make, or at least used to make. Like, look, these are our nine starters. They're going to be healthy. Our nine starting hitters are going to be healthy. These are our five starting pitchers. They're going to be healthy. Things are going to be great. The team is designed to sustain bad performances, to sustain injuries. That's part of the reason why he is loath to trade any of his top prospects and rarely has. And we see Yordan Alvarez coming up this weekend and hitting a home run in his first game. So, no, I don't think that these injuries to Correa, Altuve, Springer will affect them that much. And the fact is, they've got a heck of a big cushion in the AL West. They're already up 9.5 games. They could stand to suffer even more injuries now than they have already and still be perfectly fine. Of course, the question is, will all these guys come back healthy in October as they didn't quite last year? And clearly a compromised Altuve and Correa was one factor in why they didn't make it past the ALCS.
You mentioned earlier in the American League, and this is certainly true with the Astros, they've got the big lead. They're on their way. There's a stratification in the American League. It's a macro trend. How do you see that changing for baseball?
Well, I mean, the NL is kind of what they want, right? I mean, really, aside from the Marlins and the Giants and perhaps the Reds, everybody else is still involved.
Yep.
But, yeah, and this is in part a result of Astro Ball, right? The idea that if you're in it, you're in it. If you're rebuilding, you're rebuilding. You shouldn't waste any money on a team that you don't think is going to win anyway. A lot of copycats out there, certainly in Baltimore, where Jeff Luhnow's former Lieutenant Mike Elias is now the GM. They're not going to win for any time soon as they build for the future. A lot of teams out there like that. The Mariners now, Kansas City Royals, the Detroit Tigers. Basically everybody who's not the Yankees, Rays, Red Sox, Twins, Indians, and Astros.
So, Ben, taking a look at the rivalry between the Dodgers and San Francisco, got a little spicier yesterday with that stare down between Madison Bumgarner and Max Muncy. I love that. I like a little sass in baseball. It doesn't have enough. What do you think of that? And is that, why or why not is that good for baseball?
Oh, well, I think it's good. Look, it's good anytime you can have any drama between two rivals. From an optics perspective, obviously it gets fans involved. I actually really liked Madison Bumgarner's response to Max Muncy's quote. It was essentially like, well, if he doesn't want me to watch my ball, he should go get it from the ocean because he hit it into the water out in San Francisco. I like what Madison Bumgarner said. He's like, look, like I know I should be have the let the kids play mindset. Like, I know I should think it's okay, but I just don't. He was honest about it. His emotions got the best of him. But this is certainly the way the game is going, with more demonstrative players, with celebrations being okay. I think it is perfectly fine.
Yeah, I love it. And Madison Bumgarner's one foot. He wants out of San Francisco anyway, so he's feisty as it is. So looking at the Dodgers, this rotation is out of control, and which is not totally unusual for them. Will this be the year that this rotation can take the Dodgers all the way? I mean, to the trophy. Are we going to see Kershaw struggles again? I mean, what gives with that organization? Or do you feel this year is a little bit different?
It's certainly looking different to this point, in part because they have a breakout MVP candidate who's not in the rotation, but in the outfield, in Clay Bellinger.
Yep.
You know, we're talking about this depth idea, and the Dodgers, along with the Astros, were really pioneers in this. You know, the past couple of years, Clayton Kershaw gets hurt every year. It doesn't seem to matter because they have so much built-in depth on that roster. Well, this year I think we're getting a look at what the team would be like if they don't suffer too many injuries, right? Yes, A.J. Pollock's on the shelf right now with a very bad infection in his elbow. But other than that, the roster has been generally healthy this year. This is kind of the optimal Dodgers that we're seeing right now, just destroying all comers. Of course, anything can happen in the playoffs. It's always been a crapshoot. And there'll certainly be a couple of teams, if not from the National League side, but from the American League side, specifically the Astros and the Yankees, once they get healthy. And I wouldn't count out the Twins, who might have something to say for the third time's a charm idea for the Dodgers.
We're talking to Ben Ryder of Sports Illustrated. He also has the New York Times bestseller, Astro Ball. So in Houston here, we have Justin Verlander, who's pitching perhaps as well as he ever has. And he's doing it late in his career, relatively late for a starting pitcher. How is he doing this? And is this something you believe is possible now, that pitchers can extend their careers and we're going to see success for many older pitchers?
I do think it's possible. Part of it is advances in training techniques, in medicine, in ways that pitchers can simply stay healthier longer. But part of it is also advances in training, helping pitchers figure out how they can maintain their levels of dominance even as their bodies change. Now, this used to be kind of left up to the pitchers. Some of them would figure it out. Some of them would not. You know, a guy like C.C. Sabathia, once he was no longer a power pitcher, figured out how to become a command and control pitcher halfway through his career. A lot of guys don't figure that out. Now teams have the technology and the strategies to equip aging pitchers to improve in that way on a day-to-day training level. When Justin Verlander came from Detroit to Houston, he said he was amazed at all of the new training tools he had at his disposal. High-speed cameras, all sorts of pitch tracking devices. He is a smart guy. He's always been a tinkerer. It's a combination, really, of keeping your body in shape longer, but also using that experience to keep yourself pitching at a very high level, even as your body ages.
So one pitcher of many years who started slowly, Chris Sale of the Red Sox, now seems to be getting his mojo back. And the Red Sox have had some runs here, but they are not the team they were last year. Do you think in the end we'll find them in the playoffs?
I think so. As we said, they're only trying to beat out one other team at this point for a wild card spot. Looking like the Indians, look, we're not even halfway through the season. A lot can change. But I think they should have the resources and the horses to make it into the playoffs. And I do think there's some very real truth to the idea that there was a World Series hangover, especially for their pitchers. Their pitchers, they did not push them too much over the offseason. They did not throw very much in spring training because they pitched so late into the year last year. Chris Sale was not the only one who started slowly. Basically, all of them did, with the exception of David Price. Now they are rounding into form. Chris Sale's velocity is back up. Eduardo Rodriguez has had a couple of good starts. Seems like the Red Sox, maybe intentionally on some level, started slow They're kicking into gear now, at least on the pitching side.
All right, that's Ben Ryder. He is from Sports Illustrated. You've got to get his book. It's a New York Times bestseller called Astroball. Ben, thanks so much for joining us on the Boston The Gloss.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Great to hear his insights always.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Now, let's look at this series. It is a battle, suddenly. We've got Golden State 27, Toronto 24, with 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter.
I like that they're keeping it close.
And all the baskets for the Warriors have been scored by three players.
Durant, Curry, and Thompson, with the exception of the last three that was Draymond.
All right.
Off a beautiful no-look pass by Steph Curry.
We got a battle in Toronto. When we come back, we'll have the He Said, She Said segment here on SB Nation Radio.
This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Carla, let's talk travel for a minute. I mean, most of us do a little travel through the year.
Mr. Italy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, how do you book your hotel rooms? I've got a suggestion for you.
Okay. I need some help there. I never know where to go.
Go to besthotelrates.com. Besthotelrates.com. Besthotelrates.com has negotiated special rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, and they have extended the discounts to you. Simply go to besthotelrates.com, plug in your destination, days of travel, and voila! You're looking at a discounted rate for many of the hotels well, you would just pay much more for anywhere else. You've got to go to besthotelrates.com, save your money, book through this website. Top-notch customer service backs up your reservation so your stay is safe and secure when you book through besthotelrates.com.
Sounds good to me.
I'm glad you're in.
I'm in.
All right. The series continues. It's Golden State 32, Toronto 28, with about 20 seconds left in the first quarter. There's a battle in Toronto. But we have he said, she said. Let's take a look at our he said, she said. This is the segment when we look at what sports luminaries have said across the globe, and we offer our own analysis. Let's go to Kyle Lowry, who is now on the court playing for Toronto. He was asked by a young kid reporter about what it's like to be a role model in the NBA.
Mr. Lowry,
yes.
How does it feel to be an icon all over Canada, kids?
That's a crazy question. I ain't never been asked that one. I don't know. I put it this way, man. I was once a kid. I was once in your shoes. And to be able to know kids one day will want to be like me, I hold myself to a super high standard. And I want you to see, I want kids and I want you to see a man that's, you know, really professional, really about his business. But at the same time, he's still fun and loving at everything else.
Best advice ever. He wants to be seen as someone who's professional, goes about his business, but can have fun. That's a great life lesson.
Yeah, I don't know in that little segment.
He's a class act, that
whom
Kyle
I liked
Lowry.
Better, the kid reporter, who was excellent, or Kyle Lowry, who gave a great answer.
I love the kid reporter's little giggle when he said, I've never been asked that before. He's like,
Yeah, she wins.
Yeah, he was cute.
Yeah,
he. Great exchange. And not, you know, the Raptors, they're good people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good team. I'm going to say it.
Hard to root against them.
Well, let's not go that far.
Okay.
Jeez-o.
Number two.
All right.
Pete Rose is on a media tour right now for his new book. He was being interviewed on Fox Business about why he's not in Cooperstown. And look, Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame. He may never get there because of his gambling history. Let's hear what Pete Rose had to say about whether he's upset about that.
You're an angry guy. You're not in the Hall of Fame.
I'm not angry.
I'm not going to raise all that issue ever again. Are you angry?
No, I'm not angry. Why would I be angry? I'm the one who screwed up. I'm not going to get on your show and complain about not being in Cooperstown, but I'm the one that messed up, and I'm willing to go on with it.
And that, my friends, is called manning up. I really appreciate that. I am one of those that agrees that Pete Rose should not be in the Hall of Fame. He bet on baseball. There is a rule. You cannot bet on baseball. God bless him. He said, why should I be mad? I'm the one who messed up. Okay, I'm in his camp now. I have not been a Pete Rose lover, but you know what? I love that. Honesty wins. You manned up, Pete? I'm all for you.
A new alliance?
I still don't want him in the hall.
Well.
But I appreciate that, and I appreciate his he manned up.
I like
it's hard to do.
I'm saying a new alliance has been formed. It's the Gloss and Pete Rose. I'm welcoming this.
I'm sure Pete Rose will be thrilled to hear about that.
He will. Once he hears, he's in your camp on this one. All right, let's go to the next one. Max Muncy hit a big-time home run off Madison Bumgarner.
Man.
And there were looks, and as you said, there was a little sass on the field. So Bumgarner was asked about it after the game. Let's hear what he had to say.
You know, I can't even say it with a straight face. I was going to say the more I think about it, you gotta just let the kids play. That's what everybody's saying, but I can't. They want to let everybody be themselves and, you know, letting me be myself. That's me, you know. I'd just as soon fight than walk or whatever. So just do your thing. I'll do mine.
Well, there it is.
I mean, what can you say? It was a funny exchange. He really had to be almost held back not to go after Muncy.
Right.
Which he told him, stop watching the ball, run. And Muncy came back to him, if you don't like it, go get it out of the ocean.
Well, in a game that is sometimes criticized for being slow moving and lack of activity, a little sass, as you call it,
a little tension,
a little look back here and there and all that, that might just be just fine.
And Muncy, what an antagonist. He said, why don't you come run the bases with me? Ooh, man.
Yep, they can do
it. Yeah, he poked the bear. That's a rivalry. It's just got a little deeper.
All right, late last week, former Astro Dallas Keuchel finally agreed to a major league contract with the Atlanta Braves. And despite finally getting a deal, Keuchel expressed his frustrations with the free agency system and the long wait for him.
I mean, the system is what it is at this point in time. Us as the players, we did a bad job with negotiations, and it's our own fault. I think me and Craig handled ourselves very, very professional, even not on teams. And, you know, it's something that'll need to be brought up in the next couple of years as the CBA comes up. I mean, there's a ton of issues that I could talk about right now, but I don't want to bore you guys, and I don't want to bore myself, so it got to me at times, but I knew what the process was most likely going to be, and it was, hey, the draft pick needs to come off for a number of competitive teams, i.e. teams that are in the playoff hunt usually have lower round first picks, so they want to try to keep those picks as much as possible, and they weren't willing to give up compensation picks, so hey, we're here.
He's right about some things. I mean, he's really right that he and Craig Kimbrell, Boston's reliever, really handled themselves professionally. You didn't hear from them in this offseason, which was long. I mean, much longer than they had anticipated. Where he's wrong, the CBA, yes, that has something to do with it, for sure. You know, how this is all playing out. But the bottom line is, last season with Houston, Dallas Keuchel was 12-11 with 3.74 ERA. Well, that is decent. It's not his Cy Young season. And since that season, he has had declining production that he's been trending downwards, as Ben Ryder also recognized. And he hasn't been super available. He's had big stretches of injuries. So a team is not going to give up a draft pick for this. And he's not going to get even the qualifying offer that the Astros had given him in November. And then they came, which was $17.9 million. Then they came back with $15 million at the beginning of spring training, and he's now with the Braves at $13 million. So he probably learned a little bit of a lesson, but hey, credit his confidence that he thinks he was worth more, and maybe he'll play into a bigger contract.
Yeah, if he could do it again, he would certainly have signed earlier, maybe even with the Astros on that qualifying offer. Well, the Astros have, well, a new buzzworthy prospect. It's Yordan Alvarez, and he made his debut, and on his second at bat, in the major leagues, he did this.
Here's Yordan Alvarez. Second major league at bat. That ball's smoked to center field. Broxton watches. That is gone. Up by the home run pump. Second major league at bat. And it's a laser beam to left center. Yordan Alvarez. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
I mean, that guy has some pop, too. He's going to hit for power.
He is going to hit for power. He's only 21 from Cuba. With 56 games with AAA Round Rock, he had 23 home runs and a 1.184 OPS.
You hear that? He's hitting a home run basically every other game on average.
I mean, it's insane. But, you know, he has stayed longer in the minor leagues than they thought because his defensive skill, you know, he lacks a little bit there. So I think we're going to see most of his time in the major leagues at the DH position. Maybe some at left field.
Let's go to the next one, and let me frame it up this way. Normally when you ask an athlete what his expectations are, what his aspirations are for the season, they always say, well, I want to win a Super Bowl, or I want to be the starting quarterback and win 12 games. I want this. I want that. They have very specific, lofty aspirations, big goals, big expectations. Well, one of the most noteworthy things that came out of the Dolphins camp this week was a comment by Josh Rosen. He was asked what his expectations were for the season, and his answer was atypical.
One of my favorite phrases is, set no expectations will never be disappointed. I don't really have any expectations. I think I just kind of have a daily standard I want to hold myself to, and just how good I feel like I am and how I should be. But expectations are kind of arbitrary and out there.
Yeah, so Rosen's expectations are just day in and day out. He's got no big-time aspiration. It's definitely a different perspective.
And how's it working for him?
Well, we shall see. Hopefully he'll fare better in Miami than he did in Arizona.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the UCLA career, which ended up with Jim Mora's firing.
Yep.
His Arizona career, which ended up with Steve Wilkson's firing. So, let's see.
All right, we do have an update in Toronto. The Warriors leading 39-34, but Kevin Durant has hit the floor, and it looks like he's re-injured that leg.
Oh, yeah.
So, break on the court, Durant leaves, and if he's injured again, he's likely done for the season.
Oh, yeah. Well, and so are the Warriors.
And it was not something Ibaka was defending him, and he turned, planted his leg, and that his leg just gave out on him. He was grabbing his Achilles is what it was. Which, so it just gave up on him. So yeah, it wasn't any doing of Ibaka or anyone else.
Well, we certainly hope Durant will be healthy and that's not a severe injury. But that is the Warriors needed Durant to show up tonight and really through the rest of the series if they had a chance to get back into this one.
You know, you always need the stars to align. You can have, I mean, not as in people, but as in you've got things to go your way when you're in a championship run. Wow. Not happening for Golden State.
All right. There was a chugging contest. Aaron Rodgers was in the middle of it. We're talking about beer chugging. And he did not do very well. He quickly became the butt of the joke for quarterbacks around the NFL. And Rodgers got the last word in. Let's hear what Aaron Rodgers had to say for taking grief about his lack of ability to chug beer.
Yeah, I kind of said what I said. You know, if you want to go Scotch, I feel pretty good about it. As far as those other guys, you know, for some of them, there's finally a talent where they can, you know, they can say they're better than me.
Yeah. So Rodgers at the top of the heap on the field, but maybe not so much in the bar.
And you know what? He's got game. He can talk whatever he wants.
Well, he has great game.
Right. And he gets paid for his game.
No doubt. All right, when we come back, we'll take a look at, we'll get an update from Toronto. We'll also take a look at what we learned from the Gloss over the last couple of hours. You're listening to The Boss and the Gloss on ESPN Nation Radio.
This is The Boss and the Gloss on ESPN Nation Radio.
And on ESPNNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
All right, our update from Toronto. Golden State has the lead, but Kevin Durant has left the court. It appears he has re-injured his leg, and that might be the end of Durant for this season.
Oh, it's brutal. Not what you want for anybody, honestly.
So as we conclude the show, we usually take a look at what I've learned, at least, from the Gloss over the last couple of hours. Let me offer what I have learned from you. Are you ready?
Never. I'm never ready for that.
You think the Texans firing of Brian Gaines is a head scratcher?
Yes.
All right. And you think the Jets is hiring, the New York Jets hired Joe Douglas as their general manager is a pretty shrewd move.
I like it.
Good pickup for the Jets.
Excellent for the Jets. Surprise the Eagles let him go, but hey, he got a Super Bowl with him, so move on.
You think one of the biggest challenges the Warriors have faced in this championship, sure as this whole playoff run, is just the fatigue of many, many long seasons.
Yes, of five consecutive seasons.
Going deep and into the finals.
Deep into June.
You're going to give Toronto, though, a lot of credit. Toronto,
yes,
the best team out of the East that the Warriors have faced during their incredible run.
Yes.
Pretty talented, pretty long, strong defensively. Kawhi Leonard's exceptional.
Deep, speedy, long, tenacious, well-coached, good guys. Yeah, I got to give it to him.
46 for Golden State, 37 for Toronto with 7:30 remaining in the second quarter. When you go home, whether your Warriors win or lose, you're probably going to have trouble sleeping.
That's a fact.
Okay. When you need energy, you go for an energy drink. Now you can do the same thing, but for sleep. You can get a thing called SOM Sleep, S-O-M Sleep. Just drink a small can before you're ready to sleep, and SOM Sleep will help you doze off and give you that deep sleep, a great sleep that you really want. You can find SOM in your local Walmart, or you can get it online at getsom.com. That's G-E-T-S-O-M.com. Go and order it online, because if you do, and you enter promo code RADIO, you'll get 15% off on your first purchase. So go to getsom.com. Enter radio and get 15% off, or you can get it to your local Walmart. That's Get Some, and that's what I think you're going to need tonight.
I am going to need it tonight. I appreciate the heads up. I'm going to need it. Win or lose, it's going to be, my emotions are all over the place. I'm going to be fried.
Well,
get me some Som.
Get that woman some Som. Sedate her with Som. Put her to sleep. Isn't that the only way to get her to calm down, Jose?
I don't think there is a way to get him calmed down.
There's no way.
Jose knows. He sees me moving and shaking to his tunes.
She's amped up. All right. Next up is Alex Gold of the Gold Standard, and he will join us here on SB Nation Radio. He will also keep you up to date on the big game in Toronto throughout the night. It's Alex Gold of the Gold Standard next on SB Nation Radio.
See you next week.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.